The most important nutrition tips for dancers. That's going to be hard for me to decide, but let's see if we can get into it. Hi, I'm Rachel Fine, registered dietitian nutritionist, founder of To The Point Nutrition and The Healthy Dancer. I'm also the host of Nutrition for Dancers here on YouTube and, of course, my podcast. I've devoted my nearly 10-year career as a dietitian for dancers to helping them learn how to optimize their food choices to fuel their bodies. But there's a major caveat to that, because the most important aspect of a dancer's nutrition is their relationship with food and ensuring that their behaviors at mealtimes and snack times are sustainable, because that's going to set the stage for a sustainable dance career. But the thing about nutrition, especially when it comes to the dance world, is that there are a lot of conflicting messages out there, right? Clean eating alone is the most prominent lifestyle that I hear about when it comes to dancers and what they're doing. And back up, clean eating was actually the lifestyle that I attempted when I was dancing full time, and the only place that it led me was in burnout and with an injury. And that's because although clean eating is marketed very well to be this lifestyle that supports a dancer's health and performance, what it really is a mask for disordered eating. And we're gonna break all of this down today, but what we're really gonna be focusing are some very important nutrition concepts that you need to know as a dancer. And we're going to break them down within the context of the Healthy Dancer Framework, that framework that I've designed specifically for dancers in learning how to utilize food to fuel their performance. Within the Healthy Dancer Framework, the topic of nutrition doesn't even come into the conversation until halfway through. And that's when we dive into the core values of nutrition without obsession and implementing performance nutrition. So why is it that I wait so long to talk about these topics? Well, it's because of exactly what I mentioned earlier, that a dancer's relationship with food is going to help to set the stage for how we can then learn about nutrition information to optimize performance. When we dive too soon into this information, this is where we risk unsustainable behaviors around food. For many dancers who are anything like my former self, they are perfectionists, right? And when they hear information, anything that can be related to helping their performance, they're gonna take that information and they are going to run with it. This is exactly what I did. And where it landed me, as I mentioned earlier, was in the land of burnout and injury. So we need to first make sure that we are building a sustainable relationship with food before we dive into the nutrition end of things. So my disclaimer for this video, if you haven't yet done the work of those first two core values within the Healthy Dancer, dismantle dancer diet culture, identifying the dieting mentality, and making peace with food, then you might not necessarily be ready to start implementing the information that I'm going to be walking you through in today's video. So I highly encourage that you head over to my YouTube channel and start to look through some of those videos so that you can begin to learn about those other core values as well. And of course, you can always head over to The Healthy Dancer over on dancenutrition.com and jump into that work as well. You can join for free. I'm here to help support you. On that note, let's talk about what it means to fuel the dancer. Dancers will benefit from dietary patterns that are balanced. What I mean when I'm referring to balance is a balance of the three macronutrients in our food. That includes carbohydrates, fats, and protein. We're going to break down these macronutrients soon, but each of these macronutrients, they play very specific roles in our body, and it's incredibly important that dancers include sources of all of these macronutrients in their meals and snacks at several points throughout their day. In doing this, in prioritizing this, they will also be getting in a spectrum of vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and antioxidants, all of those great nutrients that are supporting a dancer's performance. Of those macronutrients, carbohydrates, these are a preferred fuel source for a dancer's body, especially especially for more intense training periods. Think about something like Petit Allegro, right? Your body's really gonna benefit if it has those carbohydrate stores, which is actually called glycogen, and it's stored both in our liver and on our body's muscles. Now, glycogen is an easily accessible fuel source to fuel quick movement like Petit Allegro. So incorporating carbohydrates into your diet, this is a must. The next macronutrient, this is when we start to talk about fat. Fat holds an incredibly important role in our bodies. Well, not just one role, actually many. First and foremost, fat is a necessity for the absorption and transport of some very important vitamins, specifically vitamins A, D, E, and K. All of these vitamins play essential roles in our bone health, in vision health, in our immunity. So it's incredibly important that we are not just thinking about the vitamins within our food choices, but that we're also thinking about our food choices, as I mentioned earlier, having a balance of these macronutrients, and fat is definitely part of that mix. Fat also helps to keep us feeling satisfied between our meals and snacks, right? So that you don't experience this chronic, low-lying feeling of hunger throughout the day. The next and final macronutrient, this is protein. Protein has its reputation set out for it, right? Everybody loves protein, and I get it. Protein is really essential for tissue repair and muscle rebuilding. This is obviously essential for dancers whose muscles undergo a lot of wear and tear throughout their training. So as you can see, carbohydrates, fat, and protein together all make up the balance that I'm referring to when I'm talking about how a dancer is fueling their body for their performance. And really asking yourself, you know, does my meal or snack incorporate a source of carbohydrate? Does it incorporate a source of protein? Does it incorporate a source of fat? Now, on my blog, dancenutrition.com, you can head over to several different articles where you can learn more about each of these macronutrients and even get some examples of food sources that are rich in these macros that you can start adding to your meals and snacks. What about foods to avoid? Should dancers be avoiding any one type of food? Well, the short answer is no. If you've been following me for a long time, you know that I'm a certified counselor of intuitive eating. Intuitive eating is a non-diet approach to how we're fueling our bodies. And instead of focusing on an exclusive approach to food, or for example, avoiding certain foods and including other foods, we actually focus on an inclusion approach to food. How can we include all foods into our day in a way that leaves us feeling great physically, mentally, and emotionally? And most often, actually always, this involves not having that restrictive mindset to any food. Of course, there are exceptions. If someone has a diagnosed food allergy, then they're going to have to, for medical reasons, avoid a certain food. But if that's not the case, then no, there is no one food that any dancer needs to avoid for their performance. It's important to understand as well that calorie deficits, which happen when a dancer is under fueling or not providing their bodies with enough food or fuel throughout their day and throughout their week, impose many negative implications, both biologically and physiologically. And this is where we often see that risk to injury greatly increase when calorie deficits exist. Prolonged calorie deficits, this can risk a syndrome known as relative energy deficiency in sport. And it involves a series of negative complications that happen when a dancer is not fueling their body adequately. Relative energy deficiency in sport, also known as RED-S, seriously risks a dancer's bone health, long-term sustainable potential in dance. In other words, decreases their endurance potential, decreases their ability to build strength, also makes it super challenging to focus in class. And dancers often can experience higher levels of anxiety and depression and irritability when experiencing RED-S. So it's super important that dancers learn how to fuel their body adequately. And what's even more important here, and I'm gonna get to it soon, is the importance of consulting with a licensed professional, a registered dietitian nutritionist, to better assess if you are fueling your body in a way that is adequate. I also want to make note of the importance of dancers incorporating fun foods into their day. See, as dancers, and I spoke about this earlier, it can be very easy to hyper-focus on the physical nature of our dancing, right? And what foods are going to really help to enhance endurance and support our strength. But it's also important to remember that food is part of our culture. Food can and should play a role in our lives that spans beyond just its physical aspects. And this is where we can start to think about incorporating those fun foods, however you might define that. But if you need some help, I have an article that dives into the topic on my blog, dancenutrition.com, and what dancers can often think of when it comes to these fun foods and how they can incorporate them into their day in a way that's built out of self-trust and not necessarily out of portion control or willpower. These two very common terms that, believe it or not, don't support a dancer's relationship with food in the long run. I want you to learn how to incorporate those fun foods in a way that leaves you feeling very trusting, that, you know what, I'm eating this now, I can stop when I'm full, because when I want and have access to this food again, I can allow myself to eat and enjoy that food guilt-free. So that's a really important concept to understand as well. And there are several tools that we utilize within the Healthy Dancer to do exactly that, like mindful eating techniques. The Healthy Dancer food flexibility algorithm is another really important tool as well, along with food neutrality. All topics that you can read more about on my blog. Okay, now that was a seriously big rundown of what it means for a dancer to fuel their bodies. But let's talk about five more specific effortless tips that I want you to consider. First things first, build a supportive meal plan. This is where a registered dietitian can seriously help you. And there are five core values that I work on with the dancers who work with me. And that is adequacy, making sure they're eating enough; consistency, making sure they're fueling their body regularly throughout the day; balance, we just spoke about that a lot; variety, making sure you're getting a varied amount of foods throughout your day in order to ensure that you are gaining a broad spectrum of nutrients; and of course, food flexibility. The Healthy Dancer food flexibility algorithm helps dancers learn how to utilize nutrition information, but in a way where nutrition information isn't the sole deciding factor in your food choices, because we also need to consider our preferences and of course the foods that we have accessible to us. The next effortless tip is to find a fluid structure in how you're fueling your body. See, dancers are prone to unintentionally undereat, and this is simply because of busy schedules and higher than average physical activity levels. So a lot of obstacles within a dancer's day that make it really challenging for them to fuel adequately. And because of that, sometimes we need to implement a very flexible structure into their day for them to remember those consistent meals and snacks. The next effortless tip, make choices, not rules. It is incredibly important that we start to do the work of making peace with food. This means that we're breaking food rules, not making more food rules. Your decisions around food, your choices, this is where the Healthy Dancer food flexibility algorithm comes into play. You want to remember what is accessible to you at that moment. What foods do you prefer? And then can we start to consider, okay, can I start to implement some principles of nutrition into my food choices? Complex carbs give me more sustained energy, and I've got a 3-hour rehearsal coming up, so I might benefit from some more fibrous type of options than perhaps a lower fiber type of carbohydrate. Or if you need a quick refuel, you've got 15 minutes left in the show, you've got to whip out 32 fouettés, whatever it might be, then you might need that quick energy coming from those simple carbs. So this is where that nutrition education can really start to come into our decision making. We also want to remember to embrace personalization. I speak about this in another video, a video about what I eat in a day vlogs, and about the fact that a dancer's nutritional needs are not one size fits all. Simply put, what works for one dancer might not work for another dancer. I've been working in this field long enough to know of the thousands of dancers I've worked with, every dancer's unique needs, the foods that work for them, the way that they're eating their foods, works differently. Meal and snack timing is going to be different. The way we're putting together these meals and snacks might be different as well. Dancers have different preferences. Some dancers might experience stomach discomfort from certain foods while other dancers may not. So it's incredibly important to remember personalization within your meal planning. And again, this is where a registered dietitian can be super helpful, which leads me into that fifth effortless tip, is to just make sure you're getting nutrition education from qualified sources. Registered dietitians like myself, we you've been uniquely trained to work in the realm of performance nutrition and, of course, in the realm of helping dancers heal their relationships with food. So it's incredibly important that when it comes to food and nutrition, you get that information from a qualified source. If you couldn't tell, the topic of food and nutrition for dancers is one that I'm incredibly passionate about. I've built the Healthy Dancer Program, which involves over a year's worth of content, courses, and education to help you in how you are both fueling your body and building a sustainable relationship with food. You can learn more about it with the links below, but I highly encourage that you also like this video and subscribe because I love sharing more information with you, and the more support I get, the better it all becomes.